Like to watch our movie, The Story of Beer?
God, would I?
Hey, pass me a beer.
I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds.
Like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking.
You know who I am?
No, I don't.
Would you mind asking around?
Sign this petition and save the trees.
Who cares?
Hey, mister, sign this petition to save the world from nuclear holocaust.
Who cares?
Hey, mister, they're gonna raise our beer tax 2 cents.
Oh, my God! What is this to be stopped?
I really love to drink beer.
If you don't love beer, you don't drink it. But I love it.
Pretty women make us buy beer. Ugly women make us drink beer.
Carter, Jimmy Carter's brother, had his beer. Maybe Hillary should have her own brand, too.
Thank you!
Get me another beer.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. I can turn unexpected rude actions by others into blessings. A friend of mine was riding with me when I was cut off in traffic. After he heard me berate the other driver for a while, he asked me if I considered myself to be a critical person. I, of course, said, no. Which he responded, well, you can get a pretty good idea of what's in your heart by the words that come out of your mouth when others unexpectedly are rude to you. Think of your heart like a cup you're holding at a party. If someone unexpectedly bumps you, whatever's in your cup is what spills out on your clothes. If you don't like the words that spill out of your mouth when you get bumped, it's time to change some attitudes in your heart. Jesus said, out of the overflow of a man's heart, his mouth speaks. So what if today I took notice of the words that spill out of my mouth when I get bumped? And what if I set out to change any bad attitudes I find? Well, then I can turn a bump into a blessing. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church on centeringlives.com.
Bobby Bright once said he had no regrets about voting for Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Guess that's why he voted with Pelosi's liberal agenda more than 70% of the time and accepted $25,000 in campaign contributions from her, and why he defended Obamacare.
Alabama's true conservative choice, Martha Roby. Roby's been a fierce advocate for Alabama values in Washington. That's why Roby supported the Trump tax cuts and stood up for Alabama farmers by voting for the Farm Bill. Martha Roby is working hand in hand with President Trump to move Alabama forward.
Our choice for Congress is clear. Fall with Pelosi and Bright, or stand tall with Roby and President Trump. Tuesday, July 17th. Vote Martha Roby for Congress.
The U.S. Chamber is responsible for the content of this advertising, paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.uschamber.com.
Attorney General Steve Marshall is fighting alongside President Trump. A Christian conservative, Steve Marshall will uphold our values. Steve Marshall is pro-life and protected a pregnancy center's right to free speech. A defender of gun rights, Steve Marshall is endorsed by the NRA. And Steve Marshall fought to stop sanctuary cities and end illegal immigration. Here's Steve Marshall and President Trump, our conservative fighters.
I'm a Christian conservative driven by my faith. May God bless our glorious nation. I'm pro-life and will protect the unborn.
Every child is a precious gift from God.
I will always defend our gun rights.
I will protect our Second Amendment.
I will crack down on sanctuary cities.
We will end the sanctuary cities.
Republican Steve Marshall, pro-Trump, fighting for Alabama.
Paid for by Steve Marshall for Alabama, Inc. P.O. Box 3537, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
The $3 million Free Play Frenzy is on at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Stop by your favorite Wind Creek Casino between August 1st and September 29th to find out how you can win free play every week for a year. And at our grand prize drawings in September, you can win $500 free play every week for 20 years. So, join the frenzy at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel and find your winning moment.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a very active weather pattern for at least the next two or three days with a generous supply of showers and storms each day. They fade out in the overnight hours. The low temperature drops to about 75 tonight and then tomorrow on Election Day with a high temperature in the lower 90s. Look for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and evening hours. And then on Wednesday and Thursday with high temperatures in the lower 90s, more scattered storms here and there. I think they'll thin out by late week. Our free weather app has advanced interactive radar right on down to the neighborhood level. Plus, you can add layers, see where the lightning is, see where the storms are moving, and see where they're going to be. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, my body could use a little slimming. I keep my shirt on when I go swimming. And I ain't seen my feet since 1984. Wants to roll in the hay. We turn the lights down all the way, 'cause I don't look good naked anymore. No, I don't look good naked anymore. I'm a deep fried double wide version of the man I was before. If I keep on like I'm doing, I won't fit through the door. And I don't look good naked anymore. To be a hell of a man, I chop wood with just one hand, but I can't do the things I've done before. Well, it all happened kind of slow, but I guess I kind of let myself go. Now I don't look good naked anymore. And every passing year came a lot of French fries and beer, and my belly hung a little closer to the floor. Now my belly is as big as a truck, and the old lady don't wanna, she don't wanna, 'cause I don't look good naked anymore. No, I don't look good naked anymore. I'm a deep fried double wide version.
For the big broadcast.
Can I have some more vodka?
Russian. Here to collude, here to interfere. It's happy hour. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV on this Election Day Eve. The tension's getting thicker.
And Leon's getting large.
And here they are.
Enjoy.
Thanks for joining us.
Please clap.
I'm confused.
You're confused.
Yeah, I am quite confused today.
I feel content.
good.
Happy, even. That has nothing to do with the world outside, just...
I choose to be content, too.
Good. In middle agreed.
We should be content today.
Well, we're both, stooges.
Stooges?
Stooges, yes.
Oh, stooges.
Stooges, yeah.
Oh, we need stooges.
I mean, well, we have to carry the official party line that all good American patriots these days hold is that Donald Trump is a Russian plant, or at least they have something on him. Why else would you be kind and cordial to the second biggest nuclear power on the planet? Why?
Why not go over there and start World War III?
Right, or at least, say, you don't mess with our election. Say it to his face.
Actually, the people that mess with our election are, some of them are still working in our own government.
Oh,
how about John Brennan?
Oh, that character.
He's the face of everything evil. There's a guy, when he was CIA director, apparently had no problem with Hillary's uranium deal and the big donation to the Clinton Foundation and Bill getting $500,000 for a 40-minute speech in Moscow.
And droning an American citizen.
And nobody said a word. Where was all the hysteria when Obama was on an open mic saying, "Boo!"
I think Greg broke there for a second, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll have more flexibility in my next term. Oh, flexibility for what? Bending over and taking it up the butt? What? Tell us how you stood up to the Russians, Barack. That was our foreign policy for 8 years. We're sorry we're America. What can we do to make amends? How can you screw us? Just let us know. We'll assume any position you want.
We're quite pliable.
No! Oh, really? I knew one day that would happen. crap. Well, anyway, I don't know what to make. Now, Putin's going to be interviewed by Chris Wallace.
He has been interviewed. It'll be broadcast tonight at 5 o'clock our time.
Is he going to reveal entire context of Russian golden shower?
Well, apparently Wallace, I saw a pre-interview of Wallace, and Chris Wallace said he actually held out, here's the indictment, President Putin, of 12 members of the GRU, the Russian military intelligence, and, I mean, would you like to see it? And Putin said something effective, I'm not going to touch it.
Chris Wallace held out what, and Putin said what? I'm not going to touch it.
Yeah, the indictment.
Mm.
Of the 12 Russian operatives that Mueller and Rosenstein named and briefed the president on beforehand.
When are they going to indict Stroke and Page and the rest of the heretics in our...
And I think that this continued, for partisan reasons, for wanting to win, you don't like Trump, whatever, which is, that's par for the course in American politics. You try to beat your opponent. But... I think what happened is the Russians meddled a little bit. And I keep coming back to this line. I'll probably say it later tonight. A truth that's told with bad intent beats all the lies you can't invent. They just sprinkle a little bit of truth into the American political scene and let Americans do all the work of ripping ourselves apart. We just had a guest on Dan's show, a Russian expert. He says every time it gets like this, like with what Brennan said, it's... shots of vodka and popcorn at the Kremlin.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we spent how much? That little? And did that little? And the Americans think we're this big, bad thing that just ruined their election? Wow! We gotta do this more often, comrades! It's amazing how they've played the American populace, and they're pretty brilliant at it.
Well, now, Doug Schein says Putin eats Trump's lunch.
Mm-hmm. What did people expect out of this?
Oh, and the New York Times, I guess, ran a homosexual cartoon with Trump and Putin. I didn't see that.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting.
I just hope, like...
Oh, I see what everybody's panties are in. For a sitting U.S. president to say publicly he believes a foreign leader over his own intelligence team. You mean
you know, like the same FBI that colluded to overturn his presidency, he should trust them. He should trust a CIA that's still loaded with Obama plants and it was run by John Brennan, whose contempt is openly known. Who's got his ear over there?
I don't know. I just hope the...
This is very reminiscent of what happened with Reagan and Gorbachev. Oh, he wasn't around then, but it was the same hysteria, the same shriek. And when this comes and goes, they'll be on to the next thing, whatever that is. That's all it's going to be. For the next 5.5, 6 years, it'll be one thing after another, and... Why expect anything else at this point?
Well, I just hope out of this you get a renewal of the missile treaty, reduce the amount of nukes the United States and Russia has.
If he got them to get all their nukes and we simultaneously agreed to get rid of all of ours, the media would, it would be the same.
Maybe you could have some solution to Syria, though that's a Gordian knot that's not going to be unwound anytime soon, but maybe you get more understanding. Actually figure things out in Syria, prevent war, and then have Russia come in and play more of a part to sort of edge out Chinese influence when it comes to the North Korean talks. That's what I'm concerned with out of this summit. Trump didn't talk tough and tell Vladimir, we know you're lying. Oh, no. It's silly and cartoonish and stupid.
I always look at the comments.
But that's the news.
On these stories just to see how people are really reacting. Because we all know how the media is going to react. That's as predictable as the next minute. It's going to be 319. It's 318 right now. If it's anything but 319, I'll be shocked.
Wait, are you sure it's not 319 already? Is your clock right, sir?
Well, it's the Scott system clock.
That is pretty damn good.
Runs our lives.
Yeah, that's a good clock right there.
Hey, the girl on the right up there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
You dog.
Let's take this call screenless.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Papa B.
Hey, Papa B.
Yeah, you know, you remember that show, that movie, Star Trek movie, The Undiscovered Country, where the Klingons and the federal, the Starfleet guys, they were trying to get together for a peace treaty, but they were insiders that were trying to stop it. I know it's a crazy analogy, but I like that. But anyway, I think that there are people on both sides, whether it's Russians or Americans, that they don't really want a real peace out of the situation. And they're doing things behind the scenes, or maybe even publicly, to stop it, to stop any kind of actual peaceful negotiations. Do you think I'm crazy to think such a thing?
Look, we've been underestimating Donald Trump for 3 years. I think I'm reluctant to say that this was a failure on his part. Because we don't know. How can we tell today? Now, if
well, it goes to a level of trust.
What?
It goes to a level of trust in our own federal government, in our own, agencies and stuff. I don't trust Mueller. I don't trust Rosenstein.
I don't either.
It was just an ever-loving coincidence that they happened to come out with those indictments a day before Trump was supposed to meet Putin. That was just total coincidence. Right out of the blue.
Yeah.
And, of course, Mueller's indictments are about as good as high-priced toilet paper.
Didn't Putin invite Mueller to come over to talk?
Oh, yeah.
Why doesn't he get his Herman Munster face on a plane and go over there and sit down with him? Thanks for the call, Papa B. We're tight for time right now. 3:20.
Oh, yes, and I need to tell folks about, want to tell folks about Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. He's been helping me get my mind right when it comes to the housing market. So if you're out there thinking about buying a home for the first time like myself, Eddie Bader is your man. Give him a call at 322-0662. If you're looking to sell your home, Eddie Bader is your man. If you've bought a home before, but you're looking for an agent who always has time for his clients, is going to find you a wide variety of options, but listen to exactly what you need. Maybe you have a growing family. You need to get out of that one bedroom, that two bedroom. You need several bedrooms. You maybe want it upstairs. You want a pool. You're willing to spend $200,000, let's say. Eddie's not going to run out immediately because it helps his own pocket and just find all the homes that are $200,000 and a little more, and we can haggle over it. And he's going to give you options. He's going to give you that maximum price you've set, but also those that are a little less than $200,000 and give you options. Once again, so if you are thinking of buying or selling your home here in the River Region, give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call. His line directly, 322-0662. Again, that number, 322-0662.
I want to hear this interview with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Sexy name, stupid politics.
Everybody's been saying that she's the next Nancy Pelosi, and it sounds like it from what I've heard.
She's sexy, stupid.
She's not sexy.
Okay.
You know who she looks like? She looks like my second wife.
The crazy one?
Yeah.
But you're just encouraging me to keep saying that.
I am not kidding. The same long black hair, the very dark. I mean, they, if I had a picture, I got rid of everything. I don't have a picture. I have nothing. But they look remarkably alike. And they're probably just as crazy, 322.
Will Dismukes, candidate for House District 88, has become mighty popular in Montgomery. The last 3 weeks, big money special interest groups are showering him with campaign cash. Dismukes has received more than $50,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 26 days. Let me repeat that, $50,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 26 days. Autauga and Elmore County voters are very concerned. Who will Dismukes represent? The hardworking, tax-paying citizens of District 88 or Montgomery's big money special interest? These special interest groups' top priority is an immediate 6 cent per gallon gas tax increase, with an additional 18 cent per gallon gas tax increase over the next 4 years. It's time for Will Dismukes to answer the question. What did he promise the Montgomery swamp dwellers in return for all that campaign cash? On July 17th, the voters will have a clear choice to vote against another political game player, beholden to Montgomery special interest groups who are committed to raising our taxes.
Paid for by Al Boone for Alabama House, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomason, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
$782.
Liberty did what?
What?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Back to school, back to Target. This is the year you go the extra style. With looks from Cat and Jack, Umbro, C9, and more. If your kids want to be it, you can theme it. Overalls for art lovers. Next level tees for gamers. Sporty looks for first day goals. Unicorn hoodies to astronaut socks. Your kids can rock it from head to toe. Target has back to school covered with Cat and Jack uniforms 20% off in the Cartwheel app. Offer valid through Saturday.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Drive the movies back.
Blockbuster in Bend, Oregon. Who would have thought something that, you know, I tried, I knew the guy who eventually built and owned Blockbuster, Wayne Huizenga, also owned the Miami Dolphins and the Florida Marlins. Very, very successful man who took one garbage truck at age 50, turned it into the waste management empire, then bought into Blockbuster, grew the damn thing, you know, to one of the biggest entertainment-related companies in the country. And then, of course, technology is what killed Blockbuster, not...
Right. I have fond memories of going to Blockbuster, though.
Well, I posted on Facebook this morning, why am I sad that I don't have to drive to a store and pay exorbitant late fees anymore? But it was really... That was... Hey, let's go and see if we can't find something to watch. Now you don't have to do that. You can sit in your chair and scroll and...
Well, and now it was...
Or download it from Amazon or something.
Well, and also I was of that age, my generation, that's when all the video games were coming out. So like Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, the N64, and you go there and you could rent games.
Mm-hmm.
And those were better than just renting a movie, in my opinion, because you get some major play. Do I want to ask for it for birthday or Christmas or save up allowance or money or whatever? And it just... I could spend an hour in Blockbuster also with my friends being indecisive, trying to pick something out.
When it became necessary to supplement my morning show income in 1993 with a second job, I worked for my friend Kathleen's on-hold messaging company. And at that time, digital on-hold messaging had just been invented. And I went, I actually... This is one of those stories that goes in different directions. But when he got the Marlins, I was so excited that I did this event at a local mall where we got giant posters.
Mm-hmm.
And people came by and put their hands in black and teal paint and put their hands on the posters. So we built an entire billboard in teal and black of people giving Wayne a hand for bringing us Major League Baseball. And... he invited me and then the rest of the folks that worked at my radio station to his private box for a game afterwards. And so I used the opportunity to pitch him. I said, you know, we've got this new thing. I said, if you really are interested in letting people know what's new, because every week things change. And it was kind of a process to find out.
Sure.
Here's a way with one source that we can tell 8,000 stores and change the message on a weekly basis. For this Mirlo price. And God, I was hoping. I even met with one of their corporate VPs after that. And I, you know, anything that big, you don't expect it to happen. It would have been a $3 million deal. But they could have equipped 8,000 stores with the digital box. We would have been responsible for them. I even produced an example message, and it was great.
So it would be a box, like, at all the store
if people
locations?
Call, yeah, if people wanted to find out what was new.
It'd be a hotline.
A hotline.
Yeah.
Every week it would change.
Oh, I remember those, like, when I was a kid watching wrestling. There was a hotline. You'd get all the latest scoop and inside dirt, brother. So you could do that for the Marlins. That's actually a brilliant idea. You should have done it.
Well, I don't know what was missing from the pitch. It didn't happen. I was just thinking about what a commission that would have been.
Well, and the way it works is you kind of give your standard information for the first few minutes, and so people are holding on paying more and more money if they wait 10 minutes to get some real good stuff.
If I had been able to sell that to them, I would have made $600,000. But reality eventually punctured my balloon. That was that.
Yeah.
So here I am.
Is that a balloon being punctured or a whoopee cushion?
That's a balloon.
Okay.
Pretty sure. All right. Let's see what Debbie has to say.
Hi. I hope everybody is well today.
Well.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. We're getting there. Well, what I was going to say, I had this old saying that was told to me since I can remember, and it was basically, honey draws more flies than vinegar. Meaning, then you want something from somebody, you don't go after them, you encourage them. You don't throw names at them, you call them nice names. So what I see as 101, You know, bartering means you've got to butter up the other person in some way. Give them an incentive to want to trade with you or work with you. And if we come in there blasting Putin the way they are wanting us to, with sanctions, with this, that, and the other, we've done that before, and it didn't turn out as good as we'd want to. And so I personally think that what Putin is doing, I mean, what Trump is doing with Putin is basically what he did with North Korean leaders. Before he met with him, the video came out, kind of stroked, you know, the
You know what Trump should have done? Thank you for the call, Debbie. We appreciate it. He should have gone over there with a big button that said reset.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or reset, reset. And held it up for him to push.
No, he should have, like, looked deep into Putin's eyes, broken Netflix's 5-second rule, where you can't look at somebody for more than 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Should have broken that rule, looked deep into Putin's eyes, and like W said, say, I saw into his soul. Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Because he wore a crucifix, you know. He's a good Christian man. It's just... It's... What is it? Histrionics?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I hope some good things come out of it. I don't expect much. I think Russia, the way they run their country is a bit bonkers. The way they play their role in the world stage is not that productive. They could be better. Mm-hmm. But generally, it's not that big of a deal. And I know that's not the good American Patriot Party line these days, if you're a good American. But I've never really given a crap about
that.
That
reminds
me
of the woman in Dr. Sigmund Ezebo's prank phone call.
Hmm.
I ain't a good American, I ain't a bad American, I'm just an American living in America.
That's pretty much Joey. I don't know what that weird laugh was there. But
3:33, we will hit the traffic dungeon for our first report here in a minute. When it comes to pest control, I don't know that there's any greater endorsement for the service provided by somebody than the fact that veterinarian clinics depend on Oaks exterminating to keep them bug free, because that's a real danger to pets that are hospitalized or trying to recover from a surgery or anything else. And Oaks has that privilege with a number of veterinary clinics here in the River Region. Same thing in your home. You don't want bugs in your house. If you have pets, it's very important to make sure you don't have fleas infestating and pine straw and outside your home. And Ricky Norsworthy comes out and takes care of business. And by the way, the best part was, after he treated the entire inside and outside of the home, I had to ask, because I've seen in the past, when I'd walk the dogs, red flags on the yard. This has been treated for, what, you know, and don't bring your pets here. He said, no, there's no problem. Dogs can go anywhere they need to go, which was great. It was nice to hear that. So it gets the job done without putting a lot of poison. Not good for bugs, but everything else, okay. The other good thing you'll appreciate, if you've called one of the national exterminating companies, they want you to sign a 6-month or a 12-month contract, and they hit you with a number that's kind of staggering out of the box. Well, with Ricky Norsworthy and Oaks, OAKES Exterminating, it's month to month. If you like the job and you're pleased, you keep going. I think that's one reason why most people have. It's a busy guy. Call Oaks Exterminating at 265-6674. 265-6674. You love Mr. Nordsworthy and his team. They are, it's another business like so many here in the River Region, built up by one man who works hard, just like you. So when you need an exterminator, consider Oaks. OAKES, 265-6674.
Good afternoon, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Hope your Monday afternoon is going well. Everything's good for you out on the roadways as we get started on our afternoon drive. Look for some spotty delays around on the South Boulevard. The interstate systems are all clear, nothing there. The rest of the boulevard looks really good, not seeing anything on Taylor Road or Vaughan Road. And it looks like Atlanta Highway is doing pretty well so far this afternoon. Cedric Hall has been selling cars in Montgomery for almost 20 years. Cedric is now at Reinhart Toyota, selling the number one car in America. And that's at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the Tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How low will she go? Swamp politician Twinkle Kavanaugh is now falsely attacking conservative Will Ainsworth for a college prank and a boating infraction. That's right, a college prank and a boating infraction. When Ainsworth was at Auburn, some students jokingly kidnapped decorative porcelain tigers as a prank. And when authorities realized it, they dropped the charges. It's true. Ainsworth once drove a friend's boat too fast on the lake without proper papers. He also once left the dinner table as a teenager without asking to be excused. This is how absurd career politician Twinkle Kavanaugh's campaign of lies has become. A college prank. A routine boating ticket. If it wasn't so sad, it'd be funny. The choice is yours. Twinkle Kavanaugh, another lying career politician, swamp lobbyist bureaucrat, or Will Ainsworth, the pro-Trump conservative outsider Alabama needs. Paid for by friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
Will Dismukes, candidate for House District 88, has become mighty popular in Montgomery. The last 3 weeks, big money special interest groups are showering him with campaign cash. Dismukes has received more than $50,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 26 days. Let me repeat that. $50,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 26 days. Autauga and Elmore County voters are very concerned. Who will Dismukes represent? The hardworking, tax-paying citizens of District 88 or Montgomery's big money special interest? These special interest groups' top priority is an immediate 6 cents per gallon gas tax increase, with an additional 18 cents per gallon gas tax increase over the next 4 years. It's time for Will Dismukes to answer the question. What did he promise the Montgomery swamp dwellers in return for all that campaign cash? On July 17th, the voters will have a clear choice to vote against another political game player beholden to Montgomery special interest groups who are committed to raising our taxes.
Paid for by Al Boone for Alabama House, 512 Tunka Street, Prattville, Alabama.
ForeverMark is a diamond brand from De Beers Group of Companies, and every ForeverMark diamond comes with a promise that it is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. This promise is symbolized with the unique ForeverMark inscription at its heart. Of all the world's diamonds, less than 1% are eligible to become a ForeverMark diamond. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry proudly features ForeverMark diamonds at its Montgomery location. Visit Marguerite's to light up her smile with ForeverMark diamonds. ForeverMark, a diamond is forever.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama, P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102.
Hey, it's Courtney Force, driver of the Advance Auto Parts Chevy Camaro SS Funny Car. Whenever my team prepares our funny car for the next run, we're always thinking ahead, and so should you with Advance Auto Parts. Come in today and have your battery, starter, and alternator checked for free. There's never any charge for battery installation with purchase, and Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Visit Advance Auto Parts or any participating CarQuest Auto Parts today. Think ahead. Think Advance.
See store for details. Services available on most vehicles at most locations.
President Donald Trump.
I'm looking for judges, people that will respect the Constitution.
Judges like Alabama's conservative Judge Sarah Stewart.
I'm Judge Sarah Stewart. I think it matters who serves on the Supreme Court.
Like President Trump, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will uphold the Constitution. That's why she's running for the Alabama Supreme Court. More than 25 years of legal experience and over a decade on the bench, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will protect our Second Amendment gun rights, defend the life of the unborn, and guard our nation against evildoers who threaten our way of life. Honest, fair, experienced. Conservative Judge Sarah Stewart is uniquely qualified to sit on Alabama's Supreme Court. Judge Sarah Stewart will ensure swift, firm, and fair justice. On July 17th, vote Conservative Judge Sarah Stewart to the Alabama Supreme Court. Paid for by Judge Sarah Stewart, Alabama Supreme Court, 2029B Airport Boulevard, number 206, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a very active weather pattern for at least the next two or three days with a generous supply of showers and storms each day. They fade out in the overnight hours. The low temperature drops to about 75 tonight and then tomorrow on Election Day with a high temperature in the lower 90s. Look for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and evening hours. And then on Wednesday and Thursday with high temperatures in the lower 90s, more scattered storms here and there. I think they'll thin out by late week. Our free weather app has advanced interactive radar right on down to the neighborhood level. Plus, you can add layers, see where the lightning is, see where the storms are moving, and see where they're going to be. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Elon Musk is the real-life Tony Stark. Now, he's starring in Marvel's Elon Man.
Whoa! Look, it's Elon Man!
Can I ride in your submarine?
He founded PayPal, Tesla, and SpaceX. Now, he's solving the Flint water crisis.
He really is a superhero!
And it's only a matter of time before he builds an actual Iron Man suit.
Dude, you make Steve Jobs look freaking lame.
It's Elon Man saving the world and also making flamethrowers.
We're trying very hard to open up a file here that, like, half the stuff we try and play won't work. What's the issue, young Joey? Somebody did a mashup, this Ocasio-Cortez Ruiz. sat down for an interview about Israel, didn't know her ass from a hole in the ground, and sounded like, well, the same, like Nancy Pelosi or Sarah Palin a couple of times. What's Rand Paul saying on the Putin summit here?
Worst part of the Cold War, Kennedy had a direct line to Khrushchev.
Khrushchev.
I think it's important to avoid war. That's what I would see this meeting as, renewing engagement and renewing open lines of, I'm guessing, conversation, not communication. We're at war in Syria, and our planes are in the same airspace. We have to avoid accident war. I commend the president for taking the meeting. That's Rand Paul on Cavuto right now.
Now, there's a reason voice.
Yeah.
There's a guy who's pretty straight forward. So why don't we have a little faith in what Rand said?
Hopeful that the talks will still occur. I think this is...
I can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy. Nuclear weapons
testing. Guys, get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo. It'll leave your grown-out natural curls on top, but also works as a conditioner to relax the hair on the sides.
Giving you the randiest style all the women want on their man.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
The Rand Paul style.
It's a bipartisan hairstyle. Straight and curly.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo and conditioner.
Well, I can't find this damn thing. It's on a Twitter feed, and it's a mashup between Cortez, Ocasio.
Yeah, I don't think Twitter video works with this computer up here.
Why would it?
Better, you have a tab open that's playing something. But I don't think you do in
no,
this
I
case.
Don't. No, I've shut everything down. Ocasio 2018 or Miss South Carolina, who answered it better? Now, we have... Let's see. Well, there's an interview that might be worth playing a couple of minutes of. I'm determined to find this. You know how I am. I get myself fixated on something, and I want to. I'm going to find it if I have to.
Yeah, you really do have the E-Day fix going on with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez,
who, again, to remind you, looks very much like my insane second wife. Oh, well.
That's just salt in the wound. I'm sorry you're having to go through this.
Oh, I am.
Because her face is everywhere in the news.
Yeah, I've noticed. I see those two bulging eyes. Really? She's frightening. I would not want to see her in my kitchen with a knife.
Hmm. Even if she's making stew? Gotta chop the carrots up.
So anyway.
Anyway.
I'm done. I think I'll go home now. I've exhausted mine.
Let's have fun.
You want to do a straw poll and see who people are going to vote for tomorrow? I'm almost afraid to ask.
Yeah.
You know, we sit here, we listen to, over the course of, since going back to the first primary.
Sure.
Many, many hours accumulated of political ads.
A lot of political ads.
The only ones that I paid attention to are the Bobby Bright, Martha Roby. I couldn't really tell you much about anybody else. I think there's a giant, I don't care, hanging over all of it. But that's the one that's the one I'm going to tune in tomorrow night and look at the bottom of the screen to see how that's playing out, and we'll see. Is there anything in the world of engineering that can be done? This happens on the morning show all the time. You bump something and every microphone in the studio bounces up and down.
Well, I'll be sure not to bump anything.
No,
I haven't bumped in a while, all right? I haven't bumped anything in the studio.
This isn't my first radio job. I've been in many studios.
And that
some
happen.
Worse than this one.
Yeah.
And the microphones don't make a rattling sound every time you bump a counter.
I think it adds character to the show.
Here's something should. LOL!
Hi, gentlemen. Yes, this is the LOL little old lady. I haven't talked to you in about 10 months or so.
Why is that?
Well, because I've been experiencing the joys of aging.
Oh.
But I'm doing much better, so... and I've been trying to call you for the last 20 minutes, but the phone keeps ringing with all these political ads. So basically what I was going to say is Rand Paul has already mentioned, and a lady that called about a half hour ago, I think that Trump was trying to promote cooperation among these nations and to...
No, we can't have that.
Oh, heavens, no. But he's trying to seek peace where possible, and he didn't want to challenge Putin in front of the press, the idiot press. So in reference to his denial, I guess, of messing with our election, so he just said he vehemently, you know, denied it and let it go at that. So I thought he did wonderful on that.
Well, look, all I know is for 8 years I was lived in a state of angst. I let some of that angst out on the radio here.
Mm-hmm.
We got through it. I'm just choosing not to be in angst. We've been continually surprised, ultimately, but the media, they're determined to get them, and they're going to twist it in the most negative possible context every single time.
Well, it is so. I feel like, though I reside in Alabama, I live in a state of confusion these days, and it's just what it is. And I'm glad that you have found a way to vent your angst, and I am, like I say, trying to move out of the state of confusion myself.
Well, you sound good. We hope you're feeling better.
Yes, I am, good. And thank you, gentlemen, for continuing what you do. And I've enjoyed listening to it over the months, but just haven't been able to call. You have a good day, and I'll have a news. I'll probably check back with you at another time soon.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Let's see what Town Hall has to say about all of this chaos.
Okay.
President Trump, Putin wrapped up a historic meeting and press mm-hmm. conference in Helsinki.
Mm-hmm.
Monday afternoon addressed a number of pressing issues facing both countries. Today's meeting is only the beginning of a longer process, but we'll be taking the first steps towards a brighter future and one with a strong dialogue and a lot of thought. Well, right away, that's terrifying.
It's kind of boring, but yeah. I mean, who wants that dialogue and thought?
Both leaders started their remarks at the lectern by saying their discussions went well, though serious differences remain, blah, blah, blah. Meddling in the election. Does anybody think that a single American vote was changed by some Russian bot? That there was any significant, other than micro-infinitesimal difference that, that Russian meddling made.
Well, and I think most...
By the way, for all the meddling a-holes that are listening, what about the sainted one who went over to Israel and used our tax dollars to lobby against Netanyahu? Everybody remember that? He went over there and he spent our money.
Netanyahu!
Because he wanted Netanyahu to be the leader of Israel. Actively urged people in another country to vote against their current leader, which they did not. Not enough to get him out. Where was the hysteric, where's the shriek over interference in another country's election? It's all this picking and choosing that's getting to me. It's like, well, we're going to believe this, but we're not going to believe that. I'm tired of it. I really am. Well, you know what would be nice right now?
If we were...
a bolted infusion.
Yes!
I could use an IV that would take me to another planet.
Actually, I was thinking of the Beach Boys song. But infusion sounds wonderful. That's second best to the Beach.
You going this week?
Yeah, I'm actually going tomorrow morning.
Are you going twice now, right?
Yeah,
that's what Lori
exactly.
told me.
Yeah.
Now... those of you who listen to the show know that Joey is probably the hardest person to convince of anything. So if Joey likes what the cryotherapy chamber does for him, I would give that serious consideration. Because I know many of you have deep respect for what young Joey brings to the table. I'm actually, I feel, you know, to me, that's the greatest possible endorsement.
I love it. I mean, I do the cryo because I have been working out hard twice a day now. In the morning when I get off at 7:30.
I love it because I'm getting up there and that nice cold kick in the keister really helps invigorate and get you through. I had a really...
the energy boost is wonderful.
Busy, productive weekend because I went and did cryo on Friday.
And it burns calories.
Burns calories. Also helps you sleep better. Yeah. It's an interesting thing because you do get more energy. But when it's time to go to bed, it's like you sleep a little bit deeper.
And can we talk about the, well, how do we put it delicately? It helps blood circulation?
Yes.
Everywhere?
Everywhere. I've said that many times.
Yeah.
And
it does help.
You know the significance of that.
Oh, yeah.
So keep that in mind, too. And it will, by the way, everything in that regard.
Oh, in that regard, yeah.
Has to do with the circulatory system, and that includes everything from libido to performance. So, yeah, it does help. Why? Because everything you need to heal and feel is in the bloodstream. Cryotherapy stimulates that, and you do walk out feeling...
I feel invigorated.
Yeah, it's the best. But not just in terms of energy level, everywhere. Mentally, too, because blood goes to the brain, obviously. So this jolt to your circulatory system provides an array of benefits. Try it. Call them at 296-1662, 296-1662, or visit infusioncryoandlaser.com to learn more about that. IV vitamin therapy, which is an especially if you've been partying or you're run down, that's an instant fix. Because it all goes straight into the bloodstream. That's really what it's all about over there, is getting the blood to perform at a better level. 296-1662 for Infusion Cryo and Laser, or visit infusioncryoandlaser.com.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. By and large, everything's working pretty well this afternoon. Both interstate systems are okay. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway are looking good. There is one accident on the South Boulevard right around Troy Highway, so be careful with that one. Otherwise, everything looks really good. Today is the day to change your life. Trenum State Community College. Well, they have the training and you have the desire, so make it happen at Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is madness.
This seems like it'd be a great place to work.
It's about to get all stupid up in here!
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think local. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
The President of the United States!
Just as I promised the American people from this podium 11 months ago, we enacted the biggest tax cuts and reforms in American history.
When President Trump promised tax cuts, Twinkle Kavanaugh promised that those savings would go back into the pockets of hardworking Alabamians. And both Trump and Twinkle lived up to their promises. Just weeks ago, Twinkle Kavanaugh, as head of the Public Service Commission, led the effort to return $337 million of the Trump tax cuts to electricity customers in Alabama. That's more than $300 million Twinkle Kavanaugh ordered the big utilities to return to hardworking Alabamians. And under Twinkle, the price of natural gas for our homes hit its lowest mark in a decade. Putting money back in the pockets of Alabama families. Keeping her promise to turn Christian values into conservative government. Twinkle Kavanaugh for Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
When it comes to safety, nothing is more important than your vehicle's brakes. If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like BrakeBest and BrakeBest Select at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brakes from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back to Ask the Doc from the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean. Next caller.
Hi, Doc. Amy here.
What's on your mind, Amy?
You mean, what's in my carpet? We just moved into a new house and it smells like the other family never moved out.
Good news, Amy. Rug Doctor Power goes deep to pull out everything. When you rent a Rug Doctor, you get power and suction that compares to hiring professionals at a fraction of the cost.
Thanks, Doc.
Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local supermarket and deep clean your home starting at $29.99 a day.
I am broadcasting on all frequencies.
Yeah!
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Okay, we all remember when Martha Roby said this in 2016.
Mr. Trump, I would like for you to step aside.
Apparently, Martha Roby is still a never-Trumper. This is what she said just this morning on Fox News about that comment.
2 years later, Roby is having to explain the comments she made against him.
No regrets.
Really, Martha? No regrets? Is that how you treat your friends after all President Trump's done for you?
I'm Bobby Bright. I voted for Donald Trump to shake up the establishment, and he is doing just that. But he needs our help. Washington is broken. Lobbyists running the show. Wasteful spending and Republican insiders turning their backs on our president.
There was a wise farmer from right here in District 2 that once said, the second kick from a mule has no educational value. After 8 years, the voters of District 2 have now been educated, and they've got some kicking to do of their own.
I'm Bobby Bright. I approve this ad. We've got a swamp to drain.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit